Thank you, Mr. Ott. Shortly before I was coming up here, of course, we just heard Mr. Scott's split sermon. My wife said to me, well, it looks like we're going to have part two. God has really inspired him and hopefully inspired me here because it's almost a part two. You'll see what I mean once I get into it. My title is Be Watchful, Prepare, and Be Ready. God's fall holy days are soon here. Are you ready for them? We might say, well, of course, I can't wait. But what about, are we ready for the reality of the fulfillment of these days? Are we spiritually ready if Christ came tomorrow or the next day or a week or a year from now? We will know about when he comes somewhat. When are the signs of his return? Yes, Scripture has many signs to look for. But what good are those signs if a person does not look for them? God's word is in dozens of places, and it tells us to be watchful. God gives us warnings about the big things that are going to happen or what he is going to do when big things come about. And that's in Amos 3:7. It says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. In modern times, it would be our ministry, headquarters, the president of the Church of God, Mr. Shaby, used to do a great deal of that, talking about the times ahead, and when news commentators make remarks, and he kind of corrects them and shows them, hey, this is where things are leading to. So we've been getting a great deal from there, and from the presenters on The World Tomorrow, or the Beyond Today, Mr. Jim Tuck gives us a lot on the perspective and the things that are coming around in the world. We get a fair amount of world events. They have a serious job, don't they? Let's turn to Ezekiel 33. Because if these people, it says that the blood will be upon them if the watchman doesn't warn. Do we hear it? Are we preparing ourselves spiritually ready? Let's turn to Ezekiel 33 and let's read what it says about that. Here it says, again the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make them their watchmen, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning, his blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes the warning will save his life. Brethren, we are also to do our part in watching world events and current things that are going on in this world. And we can see a lot of it is related to biblical prophecy, such as violence shall increase, wars and rumors of wars. We certainly have much of that, don't we? Israel is being attacked. And what a mess over there from some time ago, and some of the news that, you know, of course, has been going on for quite a while. We know that Israel has been attacked. It's a mess with that war with Hezbollah. And now Iran has gotten into the game in various ways. Even though they have through supplying terrorists, supplying supplies to other people to do their terrorist activity. And through that, Israel was not being careful, were they? Israel was caught off guard. The signs were there, but when that battle, that war started, was October 6th, Israel wasn't ready for it. Why wasn't it? Because quite honestly, they were not watching themselves. Of their intelligence and different things. It goes to show what can happen if we're not watching. We have been warned through Scripture, especially Luke 21, verse 36. It says to what? To each of us. It says to watch. You therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. We have in Scripture what to look for, and what is out there is much that relates to the beginning to the return of Jesus Christ that we are seeing. Are we watching and preparing for that day? We don't have to be watching the news daily, but pretty close to it, because there's a lot going on. But we should be watching very often and searching the Scriptures, and how does that play? Because what's in the Scripture is really outplaying right before our very eyes. There's things I would like to, if you want to put on your notes, either a yes or no. I'm just going to, as I give my sermon here, I'm going to point out different things. And if you've heard of these things, you could put it by the why. If you haven't, you heard the no. And that will kind of see, I'm not going to ask afterwards how you came out, but as to see if we've been watching the news, if there's different things that we see. In the news lately, there's been a great deal of volcanic activity. Did you know that there in Alaska, there's an active volcano that is spewing out lava? In Hawaii, there's active volcanoes that are now that are active. There's 46 or so volcanoes throughout the world, and 25 of those are being active that are erupting. We've heard many things in Scripture about these type of things, have we not? There is even some activity near Yellowstone, but we know Yellowstone, there's always a little bit of rumble. But if God's hand isn't held back, can you imagine the devastation if Yellowstone was to erupt? And it could very well in the future. We don't know what God's doing. It would kill everything within a 100-mile radius of that volcano. And it's 1,000 times greater than any other volcano that's ever erupted. That's how much devastation that could happen. And we know we hear these things that are going on, that can happen in Scripture. In Matthew 24 and verse 42, it's just a one-line verse. You can turn there if you like. But it says to watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. You know, one of my neighbors back when we lived in Oldfield, I'm not sure if I said this here before, but she truly believes in watching. Of course, she believes in the rapture. There's been a couple of times where I've been outside of my front door and I can see down the road, she's walking around out there looking up into the sky, trying to see if Jesus is returning. Of course, we know she doesn't understand properly, but the point I want to bring out, here she doesn't have God's Holy Spirit, but she's out there watching to see if Jesus Christ is going to come. If we don't watch for the signs we are given in the Scriptures, we could just as well say we'll be left in the dust. Brethren, let's turn to Matthew 25. There we're going to read about the 10 virgins. Matthew 25, in verse 1, and it says then, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those and sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. And the door was shut. Now look what happens. Afterwards, the other virgins came and also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, as surely as I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Well, that's quite a warning to each of us, isn't it? It goes to show that we, each of us, are responsible for our own salvation. responsible for our growth and asking for God's Holy Spirit to be within us. The parable of the 10 virgins is a wonderful example of some not being prepared or watching. They were not growing with the Spirit of God, or they would have had to go get more oil. They may have thought it will be a while, so no big deal. I'll get ready. We don't want to be caught off guard, do we, brethren, for when the bridegroom will come. You know, you can go all the way back to the beginning in Genesis and the flood. You know, look at Noah. He preached and preached and preached while he was even doing building the ark. But they did not take heed, did they? They didn't watch for the sign, watch to see if he was what the truths are there. But the flood did come. They had the warnings, but they did not heed them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13 is a very important one, but I'd like to read that. In fact, I will be closing with that one later. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, it says, to watch and stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Here we see we need to stand fast and have the faith and endurance to finish the race that's before us, just as Mr. Scott mentioned here today also. It will take bravery, and we must stay strong. It takes praying daily for more of God's Spirit to endure to the end, because those things, as they increase, these are, of course, the Scripture shows that these are the beginning of sorrows, but as things increase, it's going to get harder and harder for each and every one of us daily. So we need to keep our minds and our hearts focused towards Jesus Christ. For we do not know when Christ will return, but we must be diligent and with zeal to be ready at all times, clean and repentant in a repentant heart, a clean heart, a clean mind that is before our God, that is a mind of Jesus Christ. We know, as I said at the beginning, watching is mentioned a lot in Scripture, in the words that say they watch, watching, or take heed, especially in the gospel's message. There's a great deal in there about watching. We can turn to Matthew 26. I put my sticker in Joshua. How could I do that? That's not Matthew. Don't know how that happened. Well, I know where Matthew is. Matthew 26, and in verse 37. And here, as I break it into Jesus' remarks here, it says here, he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be very sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? And what does he say in verse 41? It says, to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'd like to give a little quote from the book, The Harmony of the Gospels. It seems like as we read that, sometimes it looks like Jesus was a little harsh maybe on the disciples when he was telling them to watch. But I thought this was a pretty good comment. It's a quote from the booklet from the Harmony of the Gospels. And he says here, disciples were under a great deal of stress as well. They were exhausted. Watch means to be stay awake, take heed, and not to be caught off guard. He was not correcting them, but rather encouraging them for what is coming. Brethren, the scriptures are there for encouragement to us all, and it reveals some pretty hefty stuff out there isn't there, of destruction that may come upon the land, which will come upon the land, and we must be ready for that individually. Our Savior gave his life for us. So don't be as the disciples were, asleep. They just didn't seem to understand really the urgency, but they were exhausted. Are you exhausted? I know I've been in church 51 years, and how many times we've been hearing these things. I know one of my children, I won't say which one, but Dad, you've always been saying these things ever since I've been a little kid. I says, yes, but that doesn't mean it's not going to come. And I don't know if this was the right analogy, but I says, well, to her, oh well, I got three girls. to my daughter, I says, you know, do you know you're going to die? And she says, yeah, I know that. I says, well, how do you know? It hasn't happened yet. I don't know if that was the right thing, but really, it hasn't happened yet. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. We must be really alert and see and make sure we're on board with all these things. Let's turn to Mark chapter 13. Mark 13. Ah, my marker was right this time. Mark 13, and we can start in verse 5. It says, and Jesus, and I'll be going through some of this, but yet I will insert some comments. Mark 13, verse 5. And Jesus answering them began to say, take heed that no one deceives you. Heed is another word for watching. So if we take heed, we're being alert. We're opening our eyes to something. So take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and he will deceive many. You know, the thing that came to my head when it talks about deceiving many is when we look at the Catholic Church, when we look at the Pope, we're looking at over 1 billion people who follow Catholicism. But yet the Pope is called what? The Vicar of Christ. He puts himself in place of Christ. When you meet him, people bow to him and kiss his ring. That the scripture is truly coming true, isn't it? It says, many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will deceive many. In verse 7, but when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are just the beginning of sorrows. And then let's go down to verse 22 in Mark. For it says here, again, it says, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the elect. They're not. The Pope isn't, or others aren't showing signs yet, but we know in Scripture that will be. We must be alert and not to be deceived from those things. And let's go to verse 32, still in the same chapter of Mark. But on that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So again, it says to take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country and left those in his house, and gave them authority to his servants and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. So he's telling us here again, brethren, to watch. Therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest come suddenly he find you sleeping. And in verse 37 it says, in what I say unto you, I say to you to watch. So we can see that we're not going, as I have said, we're not going to know when things are going to happen. It's just like at the feast. How many times when we get to the feast, we start to unpack our luggage and me, I just kind of, I live out of a suitcase, but the wife, she always puts things away. Then all of a sudden, we kind of like a blink of the eye, and we're packing already. It's like, man, where'd it go? It really goes to show that things can accelerate pretty fast. In world, especially in world events, there's so much going on out there that it's unbelievable. And I'll get into a few of those things here. But let's turn to Romans 13 and verse 11. Romans 13 and verse 11. And do this knowing that the time now is at high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. Brethren, it certainly is a lot nearer than it was 50 years ago. For some, maybe 40, 30, 1 year, 2 years, I don't know. But it's a lot closer than it was. And there's a lot more happening in this world than there was before also. We know that this was written a long time ago, that I was saying that Paul is writing in for the book of Romans to the people of God. We know that this writing was a long ago and has more meaning probably now than ever before. We must be zealous to God's word. We must get out of our slumber. If we're in a slumber, I'm just speaking in general, must get out of a slumber, if we're in one, and be alert. My next scripture I'd like to go to will be in Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, and turn to verse 37. Here's a word that says blessed. Did we not hear that a little bit ago too? So it says, blessed are those, Luke 12, verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them, so blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had not known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. So therefore, you also be ready, all of us here, to be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that we do not expect. It'll be just like that feast, and all of a sudden we're thinking, well, we have time yet. A lot of these things aren't happening yet. It's just the beginning. My brethren, it's going to be like a blink of an eye, and that seventh trump will sound before we know it. Don't know when, we can't predict all that, but all we can do, that's why we need to be watching. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, we're very familiar with that scripture, and that was brought up also in the first message about being deceived. Who's the one who's deceiving this world, deceiving the religions, and being deceptive of what all is going on in this world? He said that Satan says to be, or Peter is telling us, brethren, we must be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Brethren, Satan is the enemy of mankind. He wants us to fail. We must keep in mind Satan has great power, and if we're not close to the word, or the word is Jesus Christ, and what is his word? This Bible, as it was mentioned too, is the Bible and is Jesus Christ. I lost my spot. Satan is the enemy of mankind. He wants us to fail. We must keep in mind Satan has great power, and if we're not close to the word, in this message, his word is about watching. If not, we will fail. We will not be there because we won't know what's going on when we see it if we're not close to the word, close to that trunk. I know there's, I'm going to give a comment. It's not going to be a quote, but it's a comment from Mr. Don Hoosers. I don't, because I don't think I wrote it in there quite word for word. But he said, in essence, and this is, I thought this was very interesting, because it was kind of brought up too, that, you know, watching the news isn't kind of a pleasant thing. It seems kind of, what's so spiritual about watching the news? Here, it says, I know some folks don't like to watch the news. It doesn't seem to be so spiritual. And here's the point I thought was really interesting. But being spiritual is based on obeying Jesus Christ's command for what? For us to watch. I'd like to read that again without cutting into it. I thought that was pretty interesting. I know some folks don't like to watch the news. It doesn't seem to be so spiritual. But being spiritual is based on obeying Jesus Christ's command for us to watch. Brethren, we are commanded by Jesus Christ, our Savior, to be watching and preparing ourselves for when he returns to this earth and to be married. We need to be praying for all humanity, not just for ourselves. We are a people with a message of healing. It brings people to understanding of Jesus Christ if their minds are open. The gospel message is about watching and preparing for the kingdom of God. Brethren, let's turn to Revelation chapter 3. Can't seem to get in there. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. Revelation 3 verse 1. It says, Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things say, who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars? I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come unto you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. And he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I confess his name before my Father, before his angels. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Brethren, the church must be hot. The church must be on fire, and we are the church. We must be on fire for the truth and for the work of God. Or do I feel that we can slough off a little more, maybe a little slumber again? No, it'll happen quickly, brethren. I like to use I mentioned that about the feast. I had that down here. I got ahead of my notes. But I told you about the Feast of the Examples. So a little slumber, a little sleep, and bam, the trumpet shall sound. Let's not be left behind. We must not be caught off guard. We must be ready and dressed in white robes, or have much of God's Holy Spirit, our hearts and our minds to be clean as white as snow. I got a little work to do left yet myself. How about you folks? One thing about speaking is, first of all, I think it's a privilege, because I get to learn and tell you all folks all about my wrong things, because everything I speak about is something that is a fault of myself. So that's why I can probably speak with a little bit of authority somewhat when you speak about yourself in these things. Brethren, I'd like to give a little bit of a test, like I mentioned before, a little test on your paper, some of the things that we might not think about. Who is the White House press secretary? If you know, you can put down yes or no. These are just things in news in general. Who's the White House press secretary? Who are the Houthis? That's a kind of a strange word. Although we've had military conflicts with them. Has Canada kind of shut themselves off from us? Have you heard anything about that, about imports and exports? Well, I can tell you that a lot of our food and stuff that we sent to Canada is rotting because they rejected it. They are trying to cut off, is there cutting off steel and aluminum? Did you know that about Canada? They're threatening to do those things and not to sell potash, which is good for fertilizers, what we need for fertilizer. Did you hear in the news that Germany is pushing for a united Europe to have one military power? That's something that we've heard of, a Europe? Interesting. China and with the trade wars. Are there tensions with Russia and the Ukraine? That's a pretty easy one. That's pretty common. And I was going to bring up about COVID. How quickly did that change everything? Although Mr. Scott said it, I don't need to say much more about it, but it really changed. And that came quickly, didn't it? We weren't aware of it. Tourism is way down. Have you heard that? Especially in Florida, up to about 70%. In some places, Canada's cut off their flights to the U.S. because the cities are so dangerous. There are volcanoes erupting all over. And I mentioned there's one in Alaska and one in Hawaii. That's amazing what's going on. The seismic activity for earthquakes are affecting a lot of the volcanic activity. Did you know much about those things? And one thing that I just recently learned that I thought was really super, we've heard about the red heifer, about the eventually sacrificing the red heifer for renewing of the animal sacrifices. Well, they have been doing it, but they're only a sample run. This July 2025, they had a red heifer who didn't meet the requirements, and they sacrificed it. And they're going to do a couple more. And then eventually, that day is coming when they will sacrifice the heifer that they said, and they have all the materials ready for the temple to be built. Things are happening, brethren. Did you know that those were in there? You can grade yourself. All this stuff, things affect us, our country, financially, in so many ways that it's going to bring our own country down. I see my wife has told me to stop. Well, I guess I'll have to stop. Boy, I got a little ways to go. Well, read Matthew 24. Read the whole thing, and that pretty much is what it reiterates to what I've been saying here. Well, I will go through that. We got to go Matthew 24. Then I'll end there, because it just kind of summarizes everything we did. I have to do that. I'm sorry. Matthew 24. Matthew 24 and verse 1. I'll go through it very fast. It says, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name." And I have read that. "And we have heard the wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled." Is that much going on all over? China is rattling their sabers or saber rattling about going to Taiwan. And now our president has given authority for our military to take out the cartel. There's a lot going on in the world. "For nation will rise against nation." Is that not happening now? "Kingdom against kingdom. And pestilences and earthquakes in various places." Brethren, some of these things I have mentioned are happening at this moment. "All these are the beginning of sorrows." And then it goes on to where they will deliver you and kill you. In the announcements last week, there are Christians who claim to be Christians are being beheaded, are being killed. We've had some of our own people in the Church of God who have been beaten. There may be many false prophets. "But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." Well, I have to end there, brethren. We must be active in the news and heed the warnings of our watchmen and in our own personal studies, especially from the ministry, because they have a good mind to bring a lot of that to us, to be watching and prepare for what is coming about and to be ready when that seventh trumpet sounds. Thank you.